I was born April Fool's Day, 1986, and my father, who considers himself quite funny, was a bodybuilder at the time, and I was the fourth son of my father, and so he got to name me, and he decided as a joke on April Fool's Day to name after Shaving Underwear. So that's how I got the name Speedo. My whole entire life, till a certain point, I had no idea what opera was. Like, my family is... There are no musicians in my family, and no one with musical talent. If my dad sang, you probably all die. And my extent of singing probably was in the back at church, you know, on Sundays. It was around high school when I was playing football, and I was pretty good at it. And my coach wanted me to take an easy elective so I could focus on, you know, weightlifting and getting big. He decided, oh, you should take art. That's like the easiest class. You'll never you just draw a couple pictures. And I was like, okay. So I waited till last minute and signed up for art. But it was already packed with all of the other sports kids. So I asked my coach, what's the next easiest class I could take? He's like, oh, you should take try choir. Like, you know, just stand in the back and you can whisper. It'll be okay. So I signed up, not knowing that that year we had a new music teacher, a new chorus teacher. You know, I sang in front of the class, and I'll never forget the first time I, like, she caught me singing. I was making fun of opera. We had an opera class, and everybody was, like, you know, having the pretend opera voices. And I, like, started doing my pretend opera voice, and she walked in the room and was like, who did that? And where'd you learn to sing like that? I was like, I just was making fun of the class we had today. She's like, well, I want to give you voice lessons. I was like, well, so I don't have time. I have football practice. Like, well, after football practice. I was like, okay. So I would go to her, like, you know, once a week after football practice, you know, in my pads sometimes,